On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace. Today, we take it to the extreme. There's extreme skiing, extreme weather, and extreme makeovers. Now there are extreme workers. That's according to new research regarding jobs with consistently long hours for employees who never seem to be off the clock. For more, we turn to Lisa Belkin, who writes about workplace issues and wrote about this very issue for the New York Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I think most people have a workaholic in their workplace if they aren't one themselves, but this group of people is different.
This group of people is fascinating. They have been identified as extreme workers, and I can't take credit for that phrase. That was a group called the Hidden Brain Drain Task Force, which is put together by the Center for Life Work Policy in Manhattan. And they've been coining phrases left, right, and center lately in order to sort of codify what all of us are seeing around us.
Well, give us a definition of an extreme job.
The definition used by the surveyors was a 60-hour week or more. And if you fill 5 of 10 requirements, some of which were things like a large amount of travel, an unpredictable flow of work, going to work-related events outside business hours, so nights and weekends. And then the level of responsibility was really important, too. Responsibility for profit or loss, or responsibility for a certain number of subordinates.
Let's look at the kind of professions or jobs that are being talked about here.
Well, there are the obvious ones. Wall Street comes to mind. Law firms are known for 60, 70-hour weeks. Managerial levels almost everywhere have now reached that level. But then there are the jobs that you wouldn't expect. And that's what I found most interesting. I got a lot of mail after I ran an article on this from people saying, wait, that's me, but without the perks and without the adrenaline rush. I got one email from a woman who I won't name, but she writes, these days, I am expected not only to be on call 24/7, 365, but to receive emails and calls at all hours by people who are proud that they are doing this. If I don't pick up email, literally when I'm not sleeping, I'm asked why not. So this is a woman who's working all the time, and she's not the recipient of all the goodies. She's just doing it because the culture has changed. And when the folks at the top are running 100 miles an hour, well, you've got to keep up with them.
And how does this study account for people who like this schedule, who thrive on it, who identify with their jobs and love their jobs?
A lot of the people at the top doing this love the thrill. They love the challenge. They find meaning in their work. They like the money. They like that the people they work with are the best and the brightest. I mean, these people are not necessarily feeling sorry for themselves. It's the potential downside that comes later that the study is looking at.
Tell us what happens when they continue with this brutal work schedule.
Eventually, they fall apart. They were asked, and 69% of them say that their extreme jobs undermine their health. 46% say that it's getting in the way of a good relationship with their spouse. 58% say it gets in the way of a strong relationship with their children. So there are clearly consequences to this. If you're working all the time, you're not doing other things. And again, we're taking the entire workplace along with us if we work that way.
Lisa, thanks very much.
Thanks so much.
Lisa Belkin writes on the intersection of jobs and personal lives for the New York Times.